The Generic Live Show is coming up after these messages. Welcome to your Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. So glad to be with you here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. I'm Dale Campbell, and it's good to be here. We've got an average-sized show for you this week. I don't want to say it's a huge show, but because it has been a very, very slow news week, I will say that, apart from the Olympics, which of course we'll be covering here, pretty wall-to-wall, like I will say, but before we do get into any of that, I want to talk about we are here live and local, of course. I want to talk about the JCU Open Day that happened today. It was so good to see people there, of course. Seeing people all in the public is always nice, but it's always good to see people, fans, coming up to me and saying hello is always nice and always appreciated when that happens as well. Want to apologize first and foremost for the stream. We are trying something a little bit different. We are trying to get Facebook Live to work currently. So if I do sound distracted, that would be why. But yeah, they just want to get that out there, because we are trying to wrestle with everything trying to work at the moment, and it doesn't seem to want to. But hey, you know, it happens. But JCU Open Day, first year I haven't actually been working at the Open Day, so it was good to see everyone there. Lots of it makes me happy that events like that can succeed as well as they do, to be completely honest. And it's good to see events like that particularly here locally. So thank you everyone for coming up. Yes, like I mentioned, we do have some Olympic coverage for you coming up. But we also have a lot of stuff coming up in terms of the amendments that were made this week to the Abortion Act to couples here locally in Queensland, that this should not be allowed. Okay, here we go. You know, this little thing called I've been doing this for several years now is fantastic. I want to apologize for the YouTube listeners. I think we've got Facebook Live working now. So hello everyone on the Geek.io Facebook page. I do want to apologize that the YouTube will be audio only until I figure out a much better solution or get another camera. That could be another option as well. But I want to talk about this adoption by same-sex couples and singles is now to be legalized in Queensland. Communities Minister Sharon Fetterman said there would be sweeping changes to the Adoption Act of 2009 that will allow... after a review that found overwhelming support for the removal of discrimination that is found in the Act. Proposed changes to Parliament in August allow groups of people currently banned from adopting be eligible. That includes same-sex couples, single people, and couples undergoing fertility treatment such as IVF. Quote, it's about time Queensland joined other Australian states and territories to remove this arcanic chapter from our adoption laws, she says. I'm proud to say that we will widen the eligibility criteria to allow those groups to adopt. Julie Carrington and Lee Sanson have been wanting to adopt their foster daughter for years. It's a very emotional time for us, Miss Carrington said. It's been 6 years in the making. We finally had to be her mummies. That's a weird sentence. just looking at it from a sentence point of view, that sounds really weird. The proposed reforms will also remove the offence and penalty of breach of contract settlement for adoptions prior to June 1991. Family lawyer Stephen Page said good parenting is not based off sexuality. Quote, you don't have to be a family law for very long to realise that sexuality is not an important thing. It's the quality of parenting, he said. That is actually way too true. I basically just wanted to sit here and kind of have the conversation about adoption in particular in relation to same-sex couples being able to adopt. I don't know why this hasn't been done sooner, to be completely completely honest. I think it should be completely legal. I don't understand how same-sex couples haven't been able to adopt for so long, because, and you've got to think as well, when amendments to the Act happened, well, it's the Act of 2009, you've got to think, same-sex marriage wasn't legal in many places in 2009. It's only, thankfully, came into the limelight in recent years. And because of that, the groundswell from the gay community have kind of protested in a way without actually overtly going out there against these groups and against that kind of peaceful protesting in regards to wanting the same rights as other couples. And I agree that the kind of traditionalist side of me kind of agrees with all of this. Same sex couples doesn't matter if you're in a gay relationship, a straight relationship. It's the quality of the parenting that should make all of the difference. And yeah, people who believe the same thing as me, it's like, well, yeah, they deserve a mummy and a daddy. And I can see that argument. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that argument. I can definitely see that argument and how people make it. But it doesn't really matter. You've got to think that, and I'm not a parent, full disclaimer, I am not a parent, so this may come as, you know, I might be just like bit of like talking out of my backside here, but I'm not a parent, so for me as a not parent, and I do want to become a father one day down the that later down the line. I mean, I'm 22. Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. I'm 22, and I do want that option of wanting to adopt children one day, and this will give me the chance. Now, this does give me a real chance. So, breaking this down a little bit more, it gives single parents the opportunity, as well to kind of decide whether they want to adopt or not. Now, I don't know. I don't really like the clause in there that's really kind of hidden, in regards to, having the IVF treatment and kind of shape you having to be on the adoption. I'm looking kind of currently looking up. I wanna see which other states have same-sex couple adoption, and where does it kind of give comparison in terms of demographics as well. Now, it's the IVF being on the IVF treatment is it's I don't know whether that is a good thing or a bad thing, considering you have to actively be conceiving a child to be able to adopt a child, which to me, I see, I don't know. That kind of doesn't really make sense to me personally, but I can kind of see that they have to kind of do a sort of trade-off in order to kind of be allow like kind of allow it in a certain I extent. You can current so the chart kind of breaks down. Same-sex joint petition is different to adoption, of course, because petition is when you can put in as a couple to adopt children and have it approved or declined. So New South Wales has same-sex joint petition since 2010, LGBT individual adoption since 2000 in New South Wales. I did not know that. How do I not know this? Clearly, someone does their research. Same-sex step-parent adoption in 2010 in New South Wales. In the Australian Capital Territory, yes, you can put in a petition since 2004. Yes, individuals since 1993, and same-sex step-parent adoption since 2004. Western Australia, same-sex couple joint petition since 2002. Same with same-sex step-parent adoption, and they also have individual adoption as well. Tasmania since 2013 with the same-sex couple adoption. Step parents since 2004, and they do have individual rights as well. Victoria, I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not. Excuse me. Sorry if I had to do that periodically throughout the show because my voice is sounding really hoarse, so I do apologize for that. But Victoria recently passed legislation to be able to put in a same-sex couple joint petition. That kicks into effect from September 1 this year. They've had step-parent adoption since 2007, and individual adoption there. In Queensland, you can only individual adopt since 2009. that you can't put in a petition and you can't put in a step parent adoption. In South Australia, a Northern Territory, you can't adopt only in individual cases, case by case basis, only in exceptional circumstances. In South Australia, no, and there hasn't been a review since 2014. No singles must only be opposite. No singles must only be an opposite sex couple married or cohabiting. Excuse me. And no. So, hang on. In South Australia, does this mean in South Australia you could be gay, but you have to be married to the opposite sex in order to adopt? I'm so confused. I am so confused right now. And you can't step parent adoption. We need reform. I mean, realistically, Queensland stepping into, of course, what seems to be popular opinion here. I think it's good for. I think it's good for. I think it's good for. Good for Queensland to kind of be taking a step into kind of unifying the kind of everyone it's kind of unifying everyone in terms of making it nation a small step into making it nationwide in regards to same-sex adoption, and I applaud that to no end, and I am in massive support of it, and having the singles reviewed as well is a huge deal. That's a huge step as well. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, that's our big ticket item, apart from the Olympics, of course. That's our big ticket item of the day for discussion. I'll note that chart down as well, because I want to come back and kind of break that article down in the second hour. So don't think, because we started late, I don't think we had enough time to kind of break that down in the full detail. So we'll be doing that in the second hour, kind of breaking apart the LGBT, the state of the LGBT adoption laws here in Australia, and I want to call to unity. I think calling to unity, everyone, is exactly what we need in terms of. It'll be good for the country. Is it widely supported? No, probably not. But it'll be good to have everyone on the same page. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, everything seems to be working now, so apologies if that first segment felt rushed. We will come back to that adoption topic in the second hour. As we continue, some of your favorite characters will be coming down under. We'll tell you more as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's Dale Campbell. We're on YouTube. And we're now on Facebook Live as well. So good to be with you. It's 9:22. Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. So glad to be here with you. It's Dale Campbell. We are live on YouTube and on Facebook. The fine folks over at the Geek.io Show have allowed us to crash their Facebook page to bring the show to you. It'll be set up more next week because it was kind of a rushed deal. We had to behind the scenes with Dale Campbell. We had to change platforms last second to kind of push the show out to the Facebook page. So that's why there's no video on the YouTubes. Yay! Having audio on a video platform. There's your video killed the radio star. The YouTubes killed... Whoa. The YouTubes killed my camera. So there you go. Thanks for joining us, though, here on a Sunday. So glad to be here with you. Some of your favourite characters are heading to Queensland. We're keeping it live and local here for the most part today. We've got to cover the Olympics in our next segment. But for right now, all of your favourite Sesame Street characters will be coming to Brisbane to delight their youngest fans with a special performance in November. Lifelike Touring and Sesame Workshop, the non-profit educational organisation behind Sesame Street, are thrilled to announce the world premiere of their new theatrical production, Sesame Street Presents... Hang on, this is a really long title. Sesame Street Presents Elmo's Super Fun Hero Show. Okay, I suppose I live in a glass house. I shouldn't throw stones, considering I literally host a podcast called Generic Life Show. I really shouldn't throw stones, but really, this is called Sesame Street Presents Elmo's Super Fun Hero Show. Hey, Elmo would be great on the Generic Life Show. I reckon Elmo would rock the GLS. Toddlers and preschoolers around Australia will delight in seeing their favourite Sesame Street characters appear live on stage. In Sesame Street Presents Elmo's Super Fun Show. Again, Glasshouse, shouldn't throw rocks. I host Generic Live Show. Elmo and his Sesame Street friends are on a mission. Oh, hang on. No, I need to read this in my trailer voice. Here we go. In Sesame Street Presents Elmo's Super Fun Hero Show. Elmo and his Sesame Street friends are on a mission. Super Sparkle Heart. Okay. Super Sparkle Heart, a cheerful caped visitor, takes his friends on a joyful, magical journey to discover the mysterious inner superpower that will make every one of them an everyday superhero. Cookie practices sharing. Elmo cheers up the count. Abby, Cadabby, and Zoe bandage Big Bird's bumps. God. And boo-boos while Super Groover thinks all of the superheroes should learn to fly. Jam-packed with Super Sesame Street songs. This is a show for little people and their grown-ups to sing, dance, join in with while touching on the life lessons of cooperation, sharing, and tolerance that Sesame Street has been has brought for more than 45 years. That's weird. Sesame Street Presents Elmo's Super Fun Hero Show will be held on Tuesday, November 15th and Wednesday, November 16th at the University of Technology Gardens Theatre in Brisbane. You know what? I do have a free airfare down to Brisbane. I am not... you betcha. I really just... That laugh. Someone needs to go back and clip out my laugh then. It's going to be the best laugh I think I have ever done. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. So glad to be with you. Yes, we got Olympic fever. Although it's a fact that it's a slow news week and there's really not much else to talk about apart from Sesame Street's Elmo's Fun Playhouse Saturday Disney Funhouse. Thanks for joining. I'm sure it's a good show, by the way. I don't want to knock on it too much. I'm sure it's gonna be a fine show. It's gonna be expertly produced, by the way. I know we're meant to take a break, but I want to say this for Sesame Street. It's gonna be well produced. So, hey, there is that. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday Olympic Fever. Well, I've been watching it. I'll give you some highlights and some thoughts. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday, Dale Campbell. It's 9:21. Excuse me.
Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Wow, this song has lyrics. I didn't know this. I will turn that down a little bit further so I'm not distracted. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. So glad to be with you. I want to mention this again. I'll be mentioning this a few times throughout the show, but the fine folks over at Geek.io have allowed us to crash their Facebook page, so we're now on Facebook Live, which made us really, really behind on scheduling, but hey, it happens. That part's my fault. Not Geek.io's fault, that's really my fault. But thank you everyone for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Yes, if you are hiding under a rock, if you don't know, the Olympics are currently on, and of course every country. I don't want to narrow this down just to Australia, but every country kind of has gets behind. It gets patriotic. I will say this: it gets patriotic in supporting their country at the games, particularly at the opening ceremony in particular. But want to do a massive Olympic recap, because it is outside of our two top stories and that Sesame Street story we had a moment in the last segment, really not really much has been happening in the news this week. So want to give kind of a overall update and my impressions of particular events that I have been catching here and there online, because I, full disclaimer, I don't actually own a television here at the house. I don't. I've never seen the need to own a television. I kind of watch everything. I don't watch everything online anyway, so I don't really have the need for a television. It happens. So, but thank God, Channel 7. Who are doing just from our perspective, from the Australians' perspectives, are doing a good job at covering the Olympics. They are doing a bang up job in covering them, because they've got three digital channels that they've got coverage on all day long. So they are doing a good job in covering it. Australia is currently ruling the medal. All that said, with all that aside, Australia are currently leading the medal tally here on Sunday at 9:37 p.m. They are leading the medal tally at 2 gold, no silver, 1 bronze, 3 medals. In second place, we'll go down to 3 here. We'll go down to 5. We'll do top 5. Hungary in second with 2 gold, 0 silver, 0 bronze with 2 medals. The United States are in third with 1 gold, 4 silver, 0 bronze, 5 medals total. Brazil are yet to be on the board, which I find bizarre. I don't know if Brazil have... Brazil kind of... been in things? I would assume so. But let's look at the schedule. We'll go from all the days. All right, let's do all of the days. Negative day 2, which sounds really weird to say out loud. I must say, soccer kicked off before the opening ceremony. Sweden defeated South Africa in Group E of the women's soccer, 1-0. We'll come back to that next match there on the lineup, folks. Women's soccer tournament, Group E, Brazil won 3-0 over China. Group F, Germany won over Zimbabwe 6-0, again, women's soccer. Women's soccer, Group G, US won over New Zealand, 2-0. And in the soccer, the women's tournament soccer, Group G, France won over Cambodia 4-0. And the game that I actually saw was Canada, was the women's soccer tournament Group F, Canada versus Australia. Australia unfortunately lost that one, but that's neither here nor there. You know, it sucks that they had a loss on the first primary round, but they lost to Canada. Now, that game, wow, I say it sucks because there were so many goal opportunities in that game, and just a lackluster defense. Kind of, there's no real excuse for all those missed opportunities. If those missed opportunities translated to goals, Australia would have won up by 3, but they didn't. So I don't know how that really translates. That translates kind of poorly to them. The soccer all excuse me happened all on day negative 2. Day negative 1, the men took to the main stage in their soccer tournaments. There was no shootout between Denmark and Iraq in men's Group A. And this is all men's soccer, by the way. Denmark versus Iraq, 0-0. So they both proceed. I believe that's how that works. If someone correct me if I'm wrong there. Men's soccer tournament Group D, Holdras? Won 3-2 against Algeria. Men's soccer tournament Group A, South Africa and Brazil, 0-0. I do believe that means both of them do proceed, I believe. Men's soccer tournament Group C, Germany versus Mexico, 2-2. Men's soccer Group D, Portugal 2, Argentina 0. Men's tournament soccer Group B, 2-2, Colombia and Sweden. Men's tournament Group C, a brooding match, by the way. South Korea absolutely destroyed Fiji, particularly in the second half. South Korea 8-0 to Fiji. That was just a brooding match. I don't know how that happens. And men's soccer tournament Group B, Nigeria won 5 over Japan's 4. That's South Korea. If they don't get a medal because of their performance in that soccer game, there is literally something wrong with the world. But hey, it happens. Fiji didn't play bad. Well, the goalkeeper played poorly, but apart from that, no team mates kind of did poorly. So I don't know what happened there. Opening day zero. Archery happened. Men's individual ranking round. Kim Woo-jin broke the world record with 700 points. Men's team in archery ranking round. South Korea got first place with 2,057 points. Women's individual ranking round. South Korea won again with Choi Mi-sun scoring a 669. And women's team ranking round, South Korea won first place with 1,998. And of course, the opening ceremony happened at that point as well on day zero. We'll continue to cover the Olympics in greater detail as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. And then we'll get results. I think we're at day three?
We are.
Would you look at that? We'll look forward to day three coming up a little bit later on in the program and what to kind of look for. And we've got some featured events as well. What are the medals? So here are some of the Olympians who have scored some medals from Australia. Nick Horton scored a medal for Australia. He won the 400 meters freestyle. He won that. I'm trying to find the guy who broke. Yeah, Kate Campbell. She put in a good performance. The women's 4x100 meter relay. She nailed it. I believe she did break the world record for the relay as well against, I think, the US placed second and Canada placed third. I'm not too sure. Other medal recipients go to Maddie Wilson, Bronte Campbell, Emma McKeon, show more here, Brittany Elmsile, that's a really hard name to pronounce. What other ones as well? Other ones as well. Alec Pot, the archery team. Yes, that's right. We'll get to that in the next hour as well. Recapping the Olympics from the opening ceremony day to where we are now. And looking forward to day three. Alec Potts, Taylor Worth, and Ryan Tyack scored bronze in the archery. And that was intense. I did see some coverage in regards to that one as well. But we will be looking forward to what day three has in store. We've got to kick off from day one in the next hour and all of that. The opening ceremony itself, let's have a look at that real quick before we have to take our break here. The opening ceremony I thought was good. I think was it a overwhelming blowout performance? No. I think it was exactly what everyone expected from the Olympics and from the Olympic Committee. I think The Olympic Committee planned a good opening ceremony. Now, have they been doing a good job is up to everyone's interpretation. And truth be told, I oversee all of that. I don't want to say you will not, because sometimes things slip by my cracks that I'm not aware of until they appear on the show. Cough, 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 cough. I actually bleeped that out, by the way. I believe I did on the archive. Okay, quick backstory on that one. It was about a local store, and it actually had the title of the store in the article that I was meant to be reading, and I accidentally said the store name. So I had to go beep that out. But anyway, so... not referencing another thing that happened this week. But anyway, I will attempt to, on air anyway, oversee any controversies, and for audio listeners, that was in air quotes, that comes along with the Olympics, because at the end of the day, we're all gathered here to support our country. I mean, whether you are in Australia or in the US, or whether you're in Korea, or whether you're in Japan, or whether you're in whatever country, Kenya, Fiji, you should be rooting for your country. And I'll say this, and then we'll take our break. People this time around, and yes, I am aware that Rio de Janeiro is probably not the best place to have the Olympics set up because of the status of that country. But realistically, we have to look past that and look to who is competing, because that's what matters most. Boom, done. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, thanks for joining us. If you live in it... Oh, nope, that's not this hour. I nearly read something that was the next hour. Well, if you're vegetarian, we've got some news for you. We've got a protest that may be of interest to you. Blech. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. It's 9:50.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday. That's a pretty good ditty, by the way. Get you up and moving on a Sunday. So glad to be with you, Dale Campbell, here. And are you a fan of McDonald's? That is bad timing. Are you a fan of McDonald's? Silence. But you feel like, and you're vegetarian, that's when the music should have stopped. And if you're vegetarian, you're kind of limited to options, particularly here in Australia. Now, this is disclaimer, this is an opinion piece, and everyone's favourite segment of Dale Tears Apart Opinion Pieces is back. We've also got a return of one of my favourite segments coming up next hour, but that's also fun. Here's an opinion piece. So this is the opinion of Vanessa Brown from news.com. She writes, McDonald's, here's a reality check. Salads aren't vegetarians' only friend. Well, yeah. But, okay, believe it or not, we don't mind a burger, greasy and oversized, just like our meat-eating mates. Okay, First of all, I know some vegans, which aren't vegetarians, but is close. They love salads. What are you talking about? And they love I'll agree, they love burgers, but they like kind of... They do like kind of smaller burgers. I could be wrong. This could be just people I'm hanging out with here. Okay. But they do like a smaller burger because they don't want to feel bloated, typically. We have to move on. I get that we're the minority, but you famed our beef-based Big Mac and crispy chicken creators lathered in special sauces. But the option to slice off halami between lettuce and tomato and a few components does not require our delicious, I don't know where I was going with that word, vegetarian alternative, IMO. Oh, what? And that should be just MO, by the way. Sorry, but it's 2016. I shouldn't have to say, I'll just have the fries at a stop at my local Macca's any longer. Correct, you can order a salad. you've tried the veggie burger before and it didn't really work for sales. The squeeze wasn't worth the juice, or should I say the burger in the end? Okay. Yeah, again, you've admitted they've tried veggie burgers before because they don't have sales because you're trying to target it to the minority. But anyway, in 2011, former McDonald's CEO Don Thompson told investors that there wasn't the demand for veggie burgers at their restaurants, which is why they didn't stick on around on the menu. That mentality has stuck around 5 years after comments were made. Quote, we had a vegetarian burger on the menu before, but unfortunately it didn't stay on the menu when demand falls away, a spokesperson from McDonald's told news.com. We still offer a vegetarian option on the Create Your Own Taste, where you can choose from a range of ingredients such as grilled halami, egg, guacamole, and grilled pineapple. Oh, you know what? I might go to McDonald's tomorrow to get a vegetarian burger. That sounds so good right now. Grilled halami, eggs, guacamole, and grilled pineapple. Oh. But the landscape and demand has changed, and a vegetarian's place is no longer on the back burner. We have the right to enjoy a full burger experience. Did you not just hear the above? Did you not? Okay. You legitimately just wrote above your sentence that you want a grilled burger and they offer a grilled burger on Create Your Own Taste. I know it takes longer, but so do all the other Create Your Own Taste. This year alone, packaged food and beverage products containing the word vegetarian, in quotation marks, on the label will account for $770 million this year. By 2020, Eurometer anticipates it will reach $812 million, an overall increase by 6% over 4 years. Increases in health conscious as well as the ethical concerns around the production of meat are key reasons Australians are choosing to adopt a vegetarian diet. A range in part-time vegetarians or flexitarians would also explain the increased prevalence, unquote. Hungry Jack's, who has their veggie whopper on the menu for more than 20 years, said it was a staple item that meant both meat and non-meat eaters enjoy the option by eating the burger together. Oh yeah, because they have that little patty. I forgot about that. Spokesperson said, and then they asked the Premier of New South Wales to chime in because that's relevant somehow. And they talk about gourmet places having burgers, and now they have an upside down Big Mac for no reason on this article. I reckon regular McDonald's restaurant in India already have their 50% menu vegetarian because that's their culture. And they have a documentary on burgers. Okay, fantastic. I think that this... I can't see why not. But again, you have options for a burger At McDonald's, you have to do through create your own taste. Should they have a mass-produced veggie burger on their menu? Sure, but you have options for the meantime. So you can either take it or you can leave it. But that grilled halami, I'm going to note that down in the ad break. A grilled halami burger, that sounds so good right now. Yes, I did just celebrate. Thanks. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, we'll continue to break down Queens. We have a huge announcement for the LGBTQ community in Queensland. Of course, we are here live and local here down under, but we will bring you local stories as it is relevant to you. Thanks for joining us here on our Sunday with Dale Campbell. It's 10:01.